Aggressive treatment for cancers of the head and neck can save lives, and it also produces a host of consequences people must live with. Now that the majority of these cancers are related to infection with a virus and are much more treatable, can shorter and less aggressive treatment still work? Tangi Seward, a head and neck cancer expert at Johns Hopkins, describes the approach.
With these old approaches that were developed largely for tobacco-associated tumors, we cure 90%+ of these HPV-positive tumors. And the big question is, maybe we're over-treating these patients, we're giving too much therapy, and these patients have decades of life ahead of them. Maybe we can actually go down on the intensity of the treatment, still get very good cure rates, but at the same time decrease toxicities. So this is an approach that is generally called de-escalation or de-intensification, and we hope dramatically will improve functional outcomes long-term toxicity.
Seward notes that people are carefully monitored, so more aggressive measures can still be used if needed. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.